Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Does the thought of paying for a child's college education make you want to scream? If you're struggling to pay down debt or save for retirement, having enough to also fund a kid's college might seem like an impossible dream. The good news is that saving even small amounts on a regular basis while children are young can add up to a surprisingly healthy education fund. Today, you'll learn about my favorite place to set aside money for college so it can grow like Jack's Beanstalk, a 529 plan. If you're waiting until your kids get accepted into college to figure out how to pay for it, you're procrastinating an important financial planning task. Although parents are under no obligation to pay for a child's college, I've rarely met any who don't want to contribute something. The best way parents can save for college is to use a nifty tax-advantaged account called a 529 plan. They're offered by states and eligible institutions like colleges, universities, or vocational schools that participate in federal student aid programs. You contribute money that can be used to pay for a student's qualified college expenses at an eligible school. Qualified expenses include tuition, books, fees, and equipment for coursework, plus reasonable room and board. The reason I love 529s is because the earnings on your contributions to these accounts are never subject to income tax. Although you can choose just about any 529 plan, you may also be eligible for additional benefits, like exemption from state financial aid calculations, if you choose a plan that's sponsored by your home state. Everyone can use a 529 plan because there are no restrictions on annual income. The maximum amount you can contribute each year varies on the plan you choose, but it could be over six figures per student. If you have the fortunate problem of contributing too much to a 529, you can change the student on the plan, who is called the designated beneficiary. For instance, if your daughter decides to go to a less expensive school, you could change the beneficiary on the account to your son or to another member of the family who can use the balance to attend college. However, keep in mind that if you withdraw money from a 529 and spend it on anything other than qualified education expenses, your earnings will be subject to tax and a 10% penalty. So be sure to calculate your student's potential total college costs as closely as possible. I'll give you some tips about how to do that in just a moment. So instead of delaying education savings until your children reach college age, start a simple plan now. This will reduce financial stress and make sure that your child doesn't have to miss college or begin their career with a mountain of student loan debt. Here are three simple steps to pay for college using a 529 plan. Step number one, calculate the cost. Since every financial goal begins with the end in mind, you've got to know what college will cost when your child is ready to attend. Obviously, there are many factors to consider, such as the school, the degree, inflation, and any scholarships or grants received. While it might seem like you need a fortune teller to come up with a realistic number, there are some handy tools that will help. I'll include links to 3 college cost calculators in the transcript for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. If you have specific schools in mind, contact their admission offices and ask for cost estimates based on your child's current age. Or consider the cost of a few different schools in various price ranges and take an average. You just need to come up with a target number for planning and can refine it later. Step number 2, figure out your contribution. As I mentioned, there's no parenting rulebook that says you're required to pay 100% of a child's education. After you calculate what college could realistically cost, figure out what's reasonable for you. Maybe it's one half, a small percentage, or nothing, especially if your finances are in really bad shape right now. For instance, if you have a 7-year-old and figure that attending an in-state university will cost $15,000 per year in 10 years when she's ready to go, that's a total of $60,000 for a 4-year program. If saving $60,000 over the next 10 years would prevent you from reaching your retirement goals, well, maybe you could create a plan to squirrel away $20,000 for college instead. I cover college savings in my award-winning book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. One option I suggest in the book is called the Plan of Thirds. Here's how it works. You save a third of the cost of college before college starts. You pay for a third of it during college, and then pay for the final third after graduation using student loans. It can be very helpful to use a financial advisor for college planning. He or she can put education savings in the context of the big picture of your finances. You can learn more in a recent podcast called How Do You Find a Financial Advisor? Part 1 and Part 2. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Step number 3, pick a savings vehicle. After you have a college cost estimate and know how much of it you can pay for, it's time to choose a 529 plan. There are 2 types, prepaid tuition plans and savings plans. Here's the difference. A prepaid 529 plan allows you to pay for future tuition at today's rates and can be administered by states or institutions, but they aren't available in every state. The idea is that college costs rise year after year, so locking in a rate now will save money in the future. On the other hand, a 529 savings plan is very different because your account balance is based on the performance of the underlying investments that you choose, similar to a retirement account. These types of 529s can only be administered by states and are available in every one. You can choose a variety of investment options, from low-risk CDs to higher-risk growth mutual funds. So don't think you have to be a high roller to opt for the 529 savings plan. Each 529 plan has different features and benefits, so always do your homework before enrolling in one. CollegeSavings.org and SavingForCollege.com have tools to compare and shop for the best 529 plan for you. Saving for college has never been easier, so get started by making a plan to set aside regular contributions to a 529 plan. No matter if you contribute $10 a month or $1,000 a month, the sooner you get started, the easier it'll be for you and your family to pay for college. For more money tips and advice, be sure to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. Also, sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter. You'll find links to everything I've mentioned and see a transcript of this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 322, called How to Use a 529 Plan to Pay for College. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.